Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to The Morning Toast and happy Monday.
Sorry, everyone, to break the bad news.
Usually it's a happy Thursday, Friday. No, today's Monday, but you know what?
Tuesday.
Instead of looking at this in a negative light.
Okay.
Let's look at it in a positive light. We're coming up.
Show us the way.
We're coming up on a long weekend.
We are.
So it's not an ordinary week. This week does have tinges of specialness.
And starting next week, like this is our last week of really winter, spring.
Mm-hmm.
Because then next week, like you can wear white pants.
Joggers.
We're rolling into summer.
Yeah.
So enjoy the space that we're in. Make the most of this last week of spring.
And you know what? Monday is a curse. I agree. It's also an opportunity.
Ooh.
And I don't think we should forget that. Rise and grind.
Ah.
And figure your shit out.
Okay. That's your motivational moment from Claudia.
Yeah. You don't get a lot of them.
You get them 1/7 of the time.
I'm a deeply negative person.
You are.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said you don't get a lot of Mondays. And I'm like, you get them as much as
no,
you get Tuesdays.
I don't get a lot of motivational moments.
No, you don't. But I'm so glad that you're here on a positive note today. I mean, if there's ever a time for us to be positive on the show, it is today. Because, like, this weekend gave us everything we, as pop culture enthusiast Kardashian stans, could ever want.
Yeah.
It was, our cup runneth over, honestly. Yeah. It was so good.
It was overwhelming. It was really like a royal wedding of sorts, especially because it was like foreign, so it felt like, you know, the time was different. It's 12 o'clock. Why are they getting ready for the wedding? Oh, because they're in
like
Italy.
This is the biggest wedding weekend recap since probably Meghan and Harry. Mm-hmm. And even still, like, this was so much more. There were so many more events, so many more like characters to keep track of.
And it was relatively public.
Yeah.
Mostly because the wedding itself was on the edge of a cliff. So, like, if you were standing nearby with a camera and you were a paparazzi, like, we had full, like, high-quality photos of everyone arriving. And Alabama was, like, all over social. North was on TikTok. So there was, like, a lot of content coming out of this event where I thought maybe it would have been more private. But it wasn't. Because, no, like, honestly, they couldn't control the kids.
Right, but also I feel like Courtney and Travis don't care. They're like, we're going to be ourselves whether there's cameras or no cameras. If you want to film us, go ahead. If you don't, don't.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually, like the level of like how much they didn't care. Like Kylie was TikToking. There was actually so much content coming out of the wedding.
So much content. Our cup runneth over. I didn't turn my TV on once this weekend. I watched the Kardashian wedding weekend.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how much, as a society, we needed that.
No, same. I also did watch, I didn't watch a lot of TV either because I was consuming content on my phone, but I did watch High School Musical 3.
So good.
And I think as a society, again, we needed that.
We do need that. We always need High School Musical 1, you could skip 2, and 3.
You could skip 2 for sure. And all I have to say is I want the rest of my life to feel just like a
High School Musical.
Yes.
Speaking of gorgeousness, I'm really missing Bryce and Trace.
I know. Doing the show without them, like, it really isn't worth, it's like not, it's not an existence worth pursuing, but I do have to say, like, Friday was a little chaotic, and I do feel so distracted by them when I'm here. So while I do miss them, I am ready to get back to the task at hand, especially today. We have unburdened ourselves. It's right. Monday. We haven't done that in a while. We have the Kravis wedding. We also just have, like, general news for throughout the weekend. So the fact that they're not here, like, is devastating. Literally, why are we here? But don't forget, we have Pillow Bryson Streis, which is just as good.
They'll carry us through. I know, not every day can be
Rasen Strassen. I was trying to think over the weekend, what tune is that?
I was trying to think too.
Like, did we make that up, or is that like a jingle? Like, okay, when we do Snitch on the Toast.
That's, we've got the funk.
Ba-dum, bum. Thank you. What jam is this? There's no way we made it up.
It might be something like just.
What fucking song?
Have you guys ever heard that tune?
It's a common jingle. It has to be.
Have you ever heard it?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it like a no? Is it like a nursery rhyme? What is it?
Someone will know, or it's just something in our heads.
Well, that's true. It is something in our heads. So miss them dearly, but like we've got a job to do, and I'd be remiss. I would be devastated. I would. I would be heartbroken. If I didn't let you guys know that right after today's show, we are recording an interview with probably the most prestigious guest we've ever had on the show.
Probably someone who, like, we're most excited to have come through those doors.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I don't want to spoil it, but it'll be on tomorrow's episode. Maybe if we're, like, feeling crazy, maybe we'll drop it on YouTube first.
I'm enjoying doing that.
Me too. Also, subscribe. Don't forget. YouTube.com/morningchows. Make a Gmail, please.
That's going to be sickening. Also, I just want to update everyone on a little life update from moi.
Yeah.
I got an Aura ring.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about...
Oh, my breastfeeding journey. I'm just, like, not in the mood. Okay. You guys, I'm at a low right now. Yeah,
it happens.
You know, I was so high.
Yeah.
Oh, after the lip tie procedure. Oh, Harold was eating so good. Mm-hmm. I was like, breastfeeding, I could do this forever. Last night, I was like, I'm done. No, I'm not done, but I'm experiencing a low, so just...
That's fine. I thought that's what you were going to say, but what were you going to say?
I got an Aura ring, and I'm really excited about it.
What's, like, your sleep grade?
So... Two nights ago, I got, which is crazy. I was not going to get one because I was like, my sleep is trash and why would I get one now? But two nights ago, I actually got good sleep because I went to sleep right when Harold did at like 8 o'clock. So my sleep was like at a 97 because I did a lot of
long stretches.
Yeah. And then last night was like in the 80s, but I like it because it's a wearable. So it's also tracking my steps. Like my Apple Watch, my health app yesterday, like, says I walked 1,000 steps because, like, I went on the treadmill and I, like, you know, was doing all these things around my house that, like, it doesn't count treadmill steps unless I was holding my phone the whole time. No.
Right.
I was, like, doing chores and stuff, but my Aura ring, I had 10,000 steps yesterday.
Got it.
So I'm glad that it's going to be tracking my steps, my sleep, and just help. And now it's, like, gamified for me. So now I want to get more steps, so I'm going to work out more.
You have to sleep with it, of course, right, to get the sleep tracking. Like, yeah. I can't sleep in jewelry.
Claudia, I don't wear any jewelry. I don't wear rings. It's so comfortable.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine to wear.
That would be, like, the hardest part for me.
No, it's really such a cool little gadget, and I'm looking forward to, you know, bettering myself with it.
Bettering yourself is, I mean, I've never done it, but I hear it's amazing. It can feel great.
Yeah, I'm mostly interested in it just, like, tracking my activity. That'll keep me accountable, you know? Because now it's like I want to have a better day than yesterday, which means I have to get my fucking ass up and get to the gym.
Do you have a name for your Aura ring?
Jackie Aura.
Oh, that's good. I was going to suggest, if it's keeping you accountable, Teddy Mellencamp.
Oh, also good. Maybe, like, if you got one, you could call it that.
If I put one on, it would start sparking. Like, oh, no, system overload, glitch. What is this? Too much coolness. Not too much coolness. Too much unhealthy behaviors. Cannot track data.
You know what I was thinking about, though? Like, I'm sure back in the day, they were like, I wish I could know how many steps I did in a day. And now, like, you have all these things that could track them. I feel like in the future, you'll have a wearable that can track how many calories you ingested.
Yeah, I feel like that's not that crazy.
Not that far off. Yeah. As opposed to, like, manually, like, you know, keeping track.
A journal, if that's something you do.
With Noom.
Right.
Like, it would have...
Yeah, I feel like that's, like, not that crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the future.
Or, like, for me, like, something I would find useful because I don't care how many calories I consume, my blood alcohol levels.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
That's like not far off.
Like a little breathalyzer ring. Uh-huh. I would buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't want to know.
No, sometimes, you know what? There is so much, there is a thing as too much information.
Yeah.
And I do think some of my health data is really none of my own business, you know?
Yeah, it also tracks your heart rate. So that's how they, like, know all this shit about you.
Right.
Anyways, I'll keep you guys posted. Yeah. Not too often. I don't want to bore everyone to tears.
With your Aura. It's like talking about your Aura statistics, like talking about your dreams.
Ooh.
I think it might. I think it's like a similar.
No, but it's cooler because like Kim posts about her aura.
Kim has been
What the fuck is she posting? These mental health videos. Yeah.
No, it makes me think she's like gearing up for some sort of mental health project.
The first one she posted, I was like, oh, she obviously just saw something that resonated with her on TikTok and wanted to share it with her followers. Like,
that's maybe cute. She was having a bad mental health day
and just like wanted to share the positivity. That's cute. That's fine. But now they're coming and it's the same like style.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
They're are so you doing? Off brand.
Yeah.
That makes me think it's like really intentional for some, like maybe she's gonna like be like
Skim's mental health.
Yeah, or like you know how Oprah and Prince Harry have that like company. Like I feel like it's gonna be something like that.
Yeah.
I'm seriously like, I'm like, what are these? And like the sentiment is nice, but like seriously, like what are you doing?
No, I watched the first one in full just to see if there was any hidden messages, and now I tap through.
Yeah, and like her timing of them is intentional because obviously everyone's going to look at her Instagram stories this weekend, and it was nothing. It was just
that. Yeah. And she didn't post on her feed this weekend because like she's committed to the flow, which I respect, but like, girl, we needed.
I also think post Paris, she doesn't post in real time anymore.
Well, I know, but like we all know where she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because she wants like her blue and pink feed, and then I'm sure she'll switch it and then post all these looks, but come on. Sometimes you have to sacrifice the feed. Really, sometimes you do, and that's coming from me. Like, sometimes she would have, you know, broken records of likes with these looks.
Yes, but also I just want to say, like, this whole concept of, like, having a beautiful feed is, like, kind of outdated. People don't really do that anymore.
It's different than it was. Like, and now, the feed, the trend of feeds is more, like, minimal.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? Like, some people just post, like, wall.
Yeah, right. But, like, also Gen Z's, like, attitude towards it is, like, whatever. Post whatever the fuck you want.
That's, like, there's that sect of Gen Z people that are like, I don't know who they follow, but where it's just like chaos and a picture of sneakers,
Emma
dirty
Chamberlain.
Sneakers. Yeah, but even her pictures are beautiful. So like they're not doing that. But then there's also like the new fashion Instagram is like shoe and palm tree. Like the next one will just be like purse on floor. And then like a sickening look. But it's much more minimal, whereas like it used to be like every single picture in someone's grid was them in a sickening pose.
Yeah, with like the same filter.
Oh, I'm getting a call that I have to take. Claudia, will you please let us know who today's episode is brought to us by?
Guys, I think it's time, because Jackie says it's time, for the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. And today's episode, oh my God, I'm so sad Jackie's not here. It's brought to you by Canva Pro. Making content is an essential part of what we do to keep the show going, but it hasn't always been a seamless creative process. So before we joined Canva Pro, it was like very much, you know, bootstrapping content. Neither one of Jackie nor I are like graphic designers. So it was just like not premium. And at The Morning Toast, we believe in premium content. And then we found Canva and Canva Pro specifically. And it has really upped our social media game. If you look at everything on our Instagram, the videos, the Instagram stories, the graphics, all made on Canva Pro. And it looks like a real graphic designer made them, except you guys know that it's Canva Pro, a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. Designing with Canva Pro is amazingly fast and fun. You can choose from thousands of templates that are easy to customize, or you can start from scratch. Canva Pro has endless premium fonts, photos, videos, and so much more that add personality and edge to whatever you're doing. So they have an extensive library of tools, features, imagery, like whatever you're trying to make, there is a cute little graphic, a cute little element that you can add that is appropriate for what you're looking for. Like you think, oh no, Canva Pro doesn't have this little GIF that I need. Oh, spoiler alert, they do. Plus, you and four teammates can unlock everything Canva Pro has to offer just for $12.99 a month. With Canva Pro's content planner, you'll save time planning, editing, creating, and posting social media content. You can pause scheduled posts, edit them anytime. So my favorite feature of Canva Pro is just like the general like database of fonts, of shapes, of images, of little like graphics, like things you just never knew how to make. You don't need to learn to know, you don't need to learn how to make them because Canva Pro has got you covered. Design like a pro with Canva Pro. And right now you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use our promo code. Just go to canva.me/toast to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/toast, canva.me/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by Caraway Home. So if you love to spend time in your kitchen, but you don't love like scratchy old dirty pans that like don't have the correct tops on it, check out the Caraway cookware set and the bakeware set. So all of their sets come equipped with easy access storage solutions, so no stacking is required. So gone are the days of misplacing your lids. It's genius. And all of their products are just stunning. So if you like to make content for your food, or you just like to have a beautiful kitchen, the Caraway products are stunning. The cookware set is a modern and chemical-free iteration of the traditional 16-piece set, but it's boiled down to the four essentials: a frying pan, a sauté pan, a saucepan, and a Dutch oven. They also have the bakeware set, which is an assortment of non-toxic baking essentials that every modern kitchen needs, so you can get to baking goods without any of the bads. Here is why Caraway Home is great. They're eco-friendly. So throughout manufacturing, Caraway products release up to 60% less CO2 into the environment compared to the traditional non-stick coatings. They're non-toxic, so their products are made without any toxic materials like PFAs, PTFE, PFOA, or any other hard-to-pronounce chemicals. And it's easy cooking. Their naturally slick surface means minimal oil or butter for slide-off-the-pan eggs and easy cleaning. So it's time to ditch the chemicals with Caraway Home's non-toxic cookware and bakeware collections so you can make healthier cooking a piece of cake. Their non-toxic kitchenwares are all designed for the modern home and feature a chemical-free ceramic coating so food can be prepared with peace of mind that no hard-to-pronounce compound will leach into your healthy ingredients. Visit carawayhome.com/TMT to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit Caraway Home, that's spelled C-A-R-A-W-A-Y home.com/TMT or use code TMT at checkout. Non-toxic cookware made modern, that's Caraway Home. So we have an amazing show for you guys today. I'm very excited. It's also Monday, so it's Unburden Yourselves, which if you're unfamiliar with, Unburden Yourselves is our Monday segment where if you did anything embarrassing over the weekend and you just kind of want to get it off your plate, start fresh on a Monday, write us in, unburdenyourselves@gmail.com, and we will read it. Today we have three really unique submissions, so those will be at the end of the show after the Fast Five, which we're going to do right now.
Great. Thank you so much, Claudia.
It's a pleasure.
Our first story, really our only story, Kardashians ex Dolce & Gabbana weekend in Positano. Oh, and Kourtney got married.
Right.
But we need to talk about the whole weekend from start to finish. All of the looks, the synergy, the wedding. Let's start from the beginning.
Let's start from the beginning and just kind of dissecting this partnership.
Yes.
Like, it was clear that this was very much a Dolce & Gabbana, like, sponsored event. The day before the wedding, they had a yacht day with everyone. That was the Dolce & Gabbana yacht. They had it at the Dolce & Gabbana castle in Italy. Everyone's outfits were Dolce & Gabbana. So I just wanted to know, like, was the wedding free? Was this paid? Like, how does that work?
I don't know how it works. But based on what I was seeing, what I'm guessing is, like, Stefano was, like, wanting to host the weekend for Kourtney and Travis. I'm sure they incurred a lot of the costs and they wanted to dress the family. What they received in return was, you know,
you can't put a price.
A fashion campaign that we have not seen in years. Ever.
Yeah, especially from Dolce & Gabbana. Like, it's literally like the best thing to happen to their brand.
Truly. And also, they have such a sickening brand that, like, you sometimes forget. They have so many iconic prints and just such a vibe. And I was trying to think of any other brands that could really do something like this where it was, like, every look, it just is oozing
With their aesthetic.
Like, maybe Versace.
Yeah.
You know? But so this was just beyond amazing.
Yeah.
And to see the girls, because they're always dressing very interestingly, you know, very runway, very futuristic, like, I'm not going to get it for 5 years, but just to see them in, like, these gorgeous feminine looks, and then they have, like, the glam teams that are able to, like, completely match the aesthetic. It's like, it was art,
and it was literally, like, I loved the whole vibe, how everyone, a lot of people were like, there was no cohesion throughout the looks, and I agree, but I do think they were all on theme, and I think the theme was, like, Roman Catholic,
Dolce & Gabbana Alta Moda.
Yeah, like, deep red velvet, gold, like, elegance. So even though, like, because I was looking at Travis's daughters at the wedding and they both wore, like, the same different dresses but, like, the same material and, like, same vibe, and I was like, oh, that's so cute, it's, like, very bridesmaidy. And, like, while the Kardashian side didn't have that, I did feel like at least they were all really truly in theme, gothic, big oversized crosses, lace. There was a cohesion there, but you had to really look at, like, squint.
No, like, the first night I liked some of the individual looks, and together I was like, maybe not. But then as the weekend progressed, now when I look at the whole weekend, I'm like, oh, they're cohesive.
Now, of all the girlies, who would you say is your best dress? Because mine was quite shocking, actually.
It's so hard for me because there really wasn't a flop. There were some looks that weren't my favorite, but there was not a flop in the mix. And
I think there was one flop, actually.
One floppy look?
Yeah.
What would you say?
I think it was the first night, Kim, which is, like, shocking.
The gray outfit?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you know what? That was my least favorite look also.
It had, first of all, it looked like she, like that's something she wears literally to go to get a salad.
Yep.
And it was not in theme at all. I would never have known she was in Italy.
Yep. No, I totally agree. That was my least favorite look.
It made no sense. I actually felt like she wore it on the airplane and then like, I didn't realize she sat in glam for that.
Or maybe she was like resisting falling into D&G because she's very intentional with like Balenciaga. What she does. And then maybe she saw like everyone else look sickening and like they had these looks picked out for her and she's like, fuck it, I'm going to go all in. And I'm so glad that she did. The look of her in like the gray corset and the bootleg pants.
Stunning.
And the ice cream.
Stunning.
Sickening. Okay. I had a lot of favorites. I thought Chloe looked incredible.
Me too. Weekend. She was my best dress with Kendall a very close second.
Kendall was stunning, but as we say all the time, it's so hard. But there was actually one look, the one that she wore on the boat day. Where the she
matching
looked,
set.
The matching set, where she looked better than the girl who wore it on the runway years ago.
Right. So like with Kendall, it's like not even fair because she's literally a model. And she was wearing samples from runway in 1997. Like, yeah. Of course, she literally like, it's
she
not
can't
fair.
Flop.
That's
she
why
can't
I,
flop.
That's why I gave Chloe my best dress because Chloe's more, in my opinion, like one of us, you know, like regular girl. And also up there is Miss Chris, who has been just absolutely killing it. I don't know what has happened to her in the last couple months, like fashion-wise, but everything, and we should have known because like the theme is so Chris. It's like opulence, Catholicism, sorry.
Christian.
Like it was so, the theme was literally Chris's ideal theme. So she killed it with the big caftans, the feathers, the leopard. Like that's so Chris.
Yeah. I loved Kylie's looks too, especially being, you know, a postpartum mama. Mm-hmm. She looked so gorgeous. The floral dress that she wore on the boat day with the red lipstick.
Stunning.
Chef's kiss. Like it doesn't, from head to toe, perfection.
Her wedding dress, stunning.
Her wedding, wait, I'm just trying to
remember.
It was
like a floral.
Again, yeah, same cut. But gorgeousness.
The D&G black mini dress with the moto boots and the matching purse wasn't my favorite.
Not my favorite. The dress itself is an LBD. So cute. Yeah. So fine. The boots in the bag were not my favorite. But then the next night with the jewels, sickening.
No, like sickening. There were so many looks. And it was really like they were all working just overtime. Now, by the way, let's talk about the bride.
Right. Wait, no, I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Chloe's thigh highs and the brown dress on the boat. Sickening.
Chloe's leopard corseted, like tight ass. That is like that is the theme,
yeah,
in a dress.
Yeah.
With the big oversized cross earrings. Kim wore the big cross to the wedding. I loved that.
Yeah.
And a lot of the discourse online was like, oh, they're suddenly religious. No, bitch, if you've been following for a while, you know they're actually deeply spiritual. Maybe not like super religious, but they pray all the time. They're very, like, they're into religion.
They are into religion. Their favorite word is Bible.
Literally. That had to have come from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they respect the Bible. So if you're going to say Bible, it means that it's
it means
so
something.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't think that like them being like so Catholic, I think, was surprising, but a lot of people were like, oh, this is disrespectful to do it for fashion. Like, no, they are. Kris Jenner is like co-founder of some church. Like they are religious people.
They are. Sunday service. They go every week.
Oh, right. Yeah. So like, none of that was shocking
to me. You
need to
get off the internet because you see all these crazy takes that no. It would never even occur to me. And we can just, otherwise
I think
just
it's important. I think it's important
to know what
to know
the haters.
How fucking nuts some people are.
Okay, fine.
Like that gets backlash. A Christian person wearing cross earrings.
That's
and I'm
crazy.
Sorry, I keep going between Christian and Catholic. I don't
okay,
know which.
So Christian is an umbrella term.
No, I know what it is, but I don't know which the Kardashians are.
They
I think
are,
they're Catholic.
I think they're Christian, but it was very, there were a lot of like Catholic elements in the ceremony because it's Italy.
Right.
And that's part of the vibe. That's my, that was my thinking.
So can we talk
so
about
please
Courtney?
Let us know if we're wrong. Yes, we can. Let me just make sure like I'm good on everyone else. I just thought it was like so amazing to see them
glamorous.
All dressed in this way and like such a vibe. It was so, is anyone else like so fucking excited by this? Like,
you know, it was overwhelming.
It was overwhelming. Then the bride looks.
So I really feel like I don't like to say negative things about a bride's look. Like I really
are
don't.
Are you going to talk about her wedding look or the lead up?
All of them.
Okay.
Because they were all really the same. She wore the same thing to the wedding the night before. She wore it in black.
Yeah.
And then she wore like the red number the day before. So I really don't believe in like critiquing a bride's look. I really don't. So what I will say is that none of them were my cup of tea.
Okay. Did you just not like the length, really?
Well, by the way, we knew she was going to do something different. And a lot of people thought she was going to wear, like, a black dress. Because it was, you know, yesterday was National Goth Day. So, like, of all the, she wanted to be edgy. And so, to do a mini dress, I totally understood. Also, it's the summer in Italy. It must have been hot. Whatever. That particular dress was not, in my opinion, cute.
Okay.
It was undergarments.
Yeah. No, I liked it for her. And clearly she like loves this cut recently, so she got to like be herself and feel like herself, and in all the videos and pictures it's just like another night out with Travis and Courtney. Mm-hmm. And I loved her veil, and she just like totally the leaned veil into the aesthetic, D&G, all of it, and I thought she looked very happy and very great.
Yeah, so of all the looks, I would say hers were probably the least impressive to me.
Yeah.
But I agree, the veil was such a moment. And Alabama Barker, that photo that literally broke the internet from Alabama's Instagram story, gorgeous. Like, so, and the cool thing was that it was literally on the side of a cliff. So a lot of the paparazzi photos we got, we haven't seen any official wedding photos, like just the paparazzi pictures. You see an aerial view. It's literally, it was so sick. It was like this enclave of this cliff, like, and from a aerial view, it was just all covered in red velvet, red roses, and you could see like the gold accents. The wedding itself, I don't know if it was a Mindy Weiss.
I don't think it was.
It was spectacular.
It was like really D&G.
Yeah, literally, like the candles, the candelabras. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it really was only like 30 people, because you could see in this aerial photo, there's like four benches and there's like eight people on each. It was so different and like so, they're not conventional. Even though in a lot of ways their courtship has been very traditional, they're not going to be like chugalicious definition. Like, they're just not going to be that. And so it was very much their own wedding, and it was sick. Like, no, the decor.
It really was. And I really can't think of like a more iconic, glamorous like scene or anything. Like, honestly, it was giving even more than like Kimye.
The thing is, why Kimye in my book is always going to be a little bit of a higher level was because it was so private. Like, we'll really never know what the inside of that That's wedding looks true. Like, which in my mind makes it so much. It could have been literally in a basement, but we'll never know. Like, the mystery makes it so glamorous.
That is true. But just, I don't, maybe because we got so much from this one, and everything we got was just like firing in all cylinders, and how it was so thematic and the girls were on theme, and also to get the whole family together to have a family weekend. Some kids were there, some kids weren't there, but also you get to like see how much they've grown. Like, North was styling herself.
Yes.
And it was just, we like, they just gave us so much. I just want to say thank you.
I do want to say thank you. And I also want to say, like, I think the way that Courtney and Travis's families have blended is so nice. Like, you can tell Alabama is obsessed with Courtney. Like, she just, I think she's so excited that like her family, like, she's always been this daughter of a famous person, but not at the level that it is now. And I think she's like, you know, she's kind of an influencer, so she's very excited by all of this, and she knows like it's all because of Courtney and her family. So I love, like, you could tell on the show and then also at the wedding, like, everyone was so happy, and I think their blended families are, it's really so nice.
Yeah, also the whole, in all the stories, it was like Mr. and Mrs. Barker, and I just was like thinking
Shanna,
meet the Barkers.
Oh, did they have a show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so painful.
Imagine if they were like, meet the Barkers.
No, I know. And also when they, like at the reception, they put on these leather jackets that said the Barkers on the back.
Yeah. I mean, that's who they are now.
Speaking of it, there was conflicting reports as to whether or not Scott was there.
He was not there.
Okay. Because there were no photos of him, but like there were reports that he was there. There was also reports that Beyonce was there.
Well, she was just in Italy.
At the same hotel that a lot of the guests were staying at?
Well, so was Chiara Ferragni. She was in Positano. And I was like, and Fidesz was with one of the guests. Drummers.
Yeah.
And I was like, is Chiara going to the wedding? But I don't think she was, but she just chose a funny weekend to be in Positano.
Yeah, because there weren't that many people, and I was watching looking at the Daily Mail, like, people arriving photos, and it was really just, like, Kardashian inner circle, noticeably absent Food God.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not that close with Courtney.
Yeah.
The boats that they all, like, took up to the cliff.
Like 007, like
James Bond. It was everything.
It was really an elegant affair, and I just loved, like, the calm nature, like the relaxed nature of like the photos. Like, it wasn't like this big reveal, no photos until Vogue gets it. Like, it was just so, I don't know, because it's like they're just so happy. They don't, it was just, it was so cool.
It was so cool. And all the girls were like posting to Instagram pretty much in real time, like showing us the looks, the accessories, the food.
Yeah.
That pasta station.
The food.
The pasta, you guys.
Another great resource is, of course, Simon Huck. I got a lot of premium behind-the-scenes content.
Yeah.
Gorgeous food. And I'm so glad people were highlighting the food, because I feel like food at those types of affairs, just, like, it doesn't get its moment.
Yeah, but, like, Italy.
Food.
Delicious.
No, like, some of my favorite photos, and I am looking forward to getting, like, actual wedding photos. The aerial coverage of that wedding from above, like, you never saw something so stunning in your whole life.
Yeah.
Really premium decor at that ceremony.
You know what it felt like? The way it's supposed to feel like? The Met Gala.
Yeah.
Just the one, because there was a theme, and it's like, okay, are you on theme? Are you not on theme? That's true. And everyone rolling up, seeing how everyone interpreted the theme. Like, even when Chloe was wearing the headpiece that she wore to the wedding.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally forgot about the crown. Obsessed.
Obsessed.
So D&G, so Roman Catholic. Oh, my God. Chloe, I'm telling you, she fucking killed it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, why isn't True there? True was with her dad. Like, Stormy was there. So a lot of people were like, well, why is True not there if Stormy's not there? But none of Kim's younger kids came. And I feel like it was just like, you know, like, it's a tiny wedding. Chloe wants to get lit. And, like, True has a dad. Like, he can watch her. And I thought it was perfect. I love that for Chloe.
No, and I like how it didn't have to be all or nothing. It's like, which kids can come, want to come,
don't have
prior commitments.
Normalize leaving your kids at home sometimes, honestly.
No, and normalize, like, taking one kid on a special trip.
North.
Just, like, if it wasn't me, I would be quaking.
No, of course. But, like, normalize, like, sometimes you got to leave the kids at home. Sorry. Yeah. Like, mama's got a drink on a cliff in Portofino. And it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I think the reason why it was so confusing as to which celebrities were going to show up is because it's just like a hot time in Italy right now. Like, it's the end of May, very expensive place, so a lot of celebrities go there. But the celebrities that were there, MGK and Megan Kelly, I can't say their names, Megan Kelly,
mm-hmm.
1989, Blink-182 members.
Of course.
And like, that's like literally it.
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah.
Because it was small.
No, and that's like even more cool, you know?
Where was Addison? I'm feeling really sad and weird.
I'm not feeling sad or weird. I do feel like, first of all, a lot of people, a lot of friendships in life just fizzle.
I agree.
So I think people are like, what, was there a big break? I don't think
there was.
I think like it was a moment for Courtney, but like Courtney kind of replaced Addison with Trav.
Yeah. But Addison was there for her.
No, I know. And I don't think that they're not friends anymore.
I think they're fine.
But, like, not enough to invite her to a 30-person wedding.
But a year ago, she would have been there. She was Courtney's plus one for everything.
Yeah. No, that's actually a good point. I literally forgot about that.
And I just miss them.
Yeah, me too.
And I miss Addison with the family.
Does Courtney still follow Addison?
I was actually going to check that last night, but then I was like, she 100% does. Because if she didn't, it would be news.
It would be news. People love to like make up news about people unfollowing other people on social media.
Yeah.
I'm just going to check just to be sure.
For me, she was the only thing that was missing.
No, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that until now.
Yeah. Also, I think North was there because she was serving as like premium content director.
Yeah, her TikTok was amazing.
The TikTok video she put together. And by the way, when she got like artsy at the end with like the twinkling lights.
Yeah,
like,
I can't. Courtney does follow Addison.
Okay, thank God. Oh, and Kim's wedding change. The crystal.
Oh my God, that crystal bodysuit was life-changing.
And Kim was dancing a little bit.
I know. The paparazzi caught her dancing on the first night because they were all just like eating ice cream in like a little Italian village. And I guess like the Italian nature just like overcame Kim and she did a little jig.
Yeah.
Which is very not Kim. You know she doesn't like to dance. Even Prince pulled her on stage and she wouldn't dance. So I'd say she was like a fine dancer.
Yeah, no, she's cute.
She's such a drama queen about that.
She liked the beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She danced on SNL, by the way, in the like Moms in the Club sketch.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's coming out of her shell. It's so funny that she like doesn't dance.
No, it's the weirdest thing.
Like, what do you do when you hear a song if you're not gonna dance? Like, no, like
what do you do at a party?
Like, I can't stop my toe from tapping.
No,
you know?
Like sometimes a song just,
oh my God,
it comes like, over you, it starts in my toes.
But I think also we just have like a very musical spirit about us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I do because my voice is amazing, so that's not surprising to anyone.
Yeah, and then me as well because my voice is amazing too.
As well, yeah.
On opposite day.
Uh-huh. 100%. So all in all, grateful for all the content. It was a beautiful weekend. Really, at the end of the day, like a gorgeous wedding. So happy for the couple.
And I'm not going to lie. Like, I did go on Farfetch and look at Dolce & Gabbana and what they're selling right now. So it was definitely, I was influenced.
It's a good marketing moment for D&G.
Yeah, I don't know of a better one that I've seen recently.
In recent history. Yeah, me neither.
Like, it's better than, like, what Kim was doing for Balenciaga.
Beyond.
Like, it was beyond. So thank you to everyone. I'm sorry to everyone who's like upset if we were up their ass too far, but this was on another level.
And this is why like they are that bitch.
And
like,
I have to be honest, I didn't expect to really care so much about the wedding weekend.
Yeah, no, me neither. Especially because I just wasn't expecting to get so much content. But again, it was like this free for all. even like weddings for like lay people have rules. They ask like, you know, don't post a picture of the bride walking down the aisle until she, there's like a photo policy at every wedding, no matter, to varying degrees. So I just thought this one was a free for all.
Yeah, it was really good. And also who looked really great was Travis.
Yes, very traditional.
You know who looked incredible?
Rain. I knew you were going to say that.
At the wedding ceremony.
The little shorts.
Cutest thing I've ever. Best dress.
The cutest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life.
In my life. Best dress.
It was amazing. It was like literally, it was glorious. That's really all I can say.
Glorious.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you to everyone who participated. And I would like to know more about like any financial transactions between D&G and the family. But even if we never find out, that's fine too.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. Are you ready for our next story?
Like, I guess.
Even though everything pales in comparison. It's Kardashian adjacent because SNL said goodbye to Kate McKinnon, Pete Davidson, AD Bryant, and Kyle Mooney on Saturday Night Live this weekend. Everyone's really talking about, like, Pete Davidson's departure just because, like, was he going to go to the wedding? Was he not? He was not there. But Kate McKinnon left as well, and people were very sad about that. She left as Miss Rafferty, the woman who's abducted by aliens, which is so one of our favorite sketches.
I watched it, the episode. It was horrible.
Oh.
It was really, really atrocious. And I think some of like the moments where I was like, we're with AD, Kate McKinnon, Kyle Mooney, and Pete Davidson. So, I mean, Keenan is literally like the piece of scotch tape holding this show together. And I'm sure, I mean, I don't think he wants to leave. Like, I think he loves what he's doing. He would do it for the rest of his life. So he must be, and I hope he is being compensated handsomely for his backbreaking work. It was so bad. And I found
it so funny. I would never have known that from all the like highlights.
Hoopla. And you know, they all got their own departure. I thought it was really, Kate McKinnon's was lovely. It was in like the opening scene and they did that sketch, which was funny one time. It was funny one time when they did it with Ryan Gosling. I think that will go down in history as one of Kate McKinnon's best moments. Her and Ryan Gosling, like, they can't breathe. It was so funny. And then they just like, kept trying to recreate the magic. And like,
Is this the alien one?
Yeah. I think it was now the third time they've done it. Make it like a recurring thing. And I just don't think it was that. I think it was like a really funny moment once.
Okay. I only saw the really funny moment once. I never saw the other ones.
So then, like, the sketch was like, well, the aliens need one of you to go live with them forever. And so Kate McKinnon, like, does this goodbye to Earth. It's like a goodbye to SNL. It was really sweet. She got a moment. Pete Davidson got, like, a whole monologue on Weekend Update. AD Bryant got, like, a nod. It was, they gave her, like, roses, but, like, it wasn't, like, she didn't get to say her piece. And Kyle Mooney, and none for Kyle Mooney. Like, literally, Kyle Mooney, I don't even think he was in the episode. Like, it was crazy. I did skip one sketch at the end, so, like, maybe it was in there. It was just, like, I thought it was really interesting, like, how Pete, who, let's be honest, like, has contributed very little to SNL. And he said that in his monologue. He's like, you know, when I got here, nobody knew what race I was, but now they know I'm a white guy because I literally got so famous and I'm never here. Like, I do nothing. Like, he's really given us nothing on SNL. He's given us a lot in pop culture, but nothing on SNL. And he got, like, a whole monologue. Like, he got to talk to the camera, say thank you to Lorne. And it was, like, so weird. It's, like, AD Bryant, who literally is, like, a queen. Like, she got, like, nothing.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Why do you think Pete's leaving?
I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine it'll affect his day-to-day that much because, like I said, he was never there.
No, it was, like, holding him back. He didn't get to go to Dolce & Gabbana Ulta Moda wedding.
Yeah. So I think moving forward, he's going to be, like, acting, of course, doing stand-up. And just, like, he doesn't need SNL. He hasn't needed SNL for a while. SNL has needed him. And SNL really, like, every year people leave, it's like, oh, it's not going to be the same. But, like, four major, major, like, longtime castmates leaving, like, that's it's a huge blow.
Yeah.
And when I think of who's left, it's Keenan, it's Chloe Fineman, and it's, I don't know why I can only think of his Instagram name, Faye Dunaway, but what's his name in real life?
Mikey Day?
No, sorry, Bowen Yang. I literally can only think of his Instagram. I don't know. I don't know where SNL goes from here, especially when, like, aside from Kim, this was, like, really, like, not a memorable season.
Yeah. I mean, none of them really are. Sorry. Where do they go from here? They keep going down. Like, they just keep going, though.
I know.
Nothing is going to stop. No terrible episode is going to stop them. Yeah. No horrible ratings are going to stop them.
How many people watch SNL?
I think probably like I'm just gonna guess like 4 million. But
I think Kim said in her monologue 10 million. Remember, she was like,
I'm sure 10 million watched her episode.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's definitely not gonna be the same without these people. And now it makes it interesting to see who they bring on, who gets promoted from like the junior cast to like big leagues. Like,
yeah,
it's the, yeah. Like when Kate, I think a lot of people knew when Kate McKinnon, like the day eventually came, there's been like rumors about her leaving forever. And there's never been a rumor about Keenan. Like everyone knows he's staying. So I think when like the day finally came that she was going to leave, like it actually would make a rather large impact.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because her and Keenan literally put the show on their backs for 500 years.
Yeah.
So we'll just be interested to see who gets cast mm-hmm. and what happens next season.
Yeah, and what Pete does from here. I'm really sorry, only interested in Pete. And, like, I do feel like he left because it was taking time away from him being in L.A. with Kim and the kids.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't be surprised if, like, in a couple years he goes back.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if people go back to SNL.
I don't think so. It's a step,
yeah.
It's a huge one.
Yeah, that's why,
and like, it's a launching pad. But you don't go back.
Yeah. And that's why, like, I do feel like people like Keenan and Kate McKinnon, like, have stayed a little too long. Unless you want to be an SNLer for life, which is super fun. I think that's what Keenan wants.
Yeah. And, like, I feel like if you like living in New York, it's mm-hmm. a great job. If he has another show on NBC,
got
that's
canceled.
A nice... Oh.
Yeah. Keenan's sitcom got canceled. And maybe it's because NBC didn't do, like, one single commercial for it.
But that's a nice life.
Yeah.
You know, it's
paid handsomely.
Yeah. You enjoy the job, you enjoy the work, maybe you like your coworkers, mm-hmm. and sometimes, like, that's good.
So, yeah, sometimes it's like,
don't rock the boat.
Be happy with contentment.
Because like, some people make the jump, and then they fall.
100%.
Normalize. Some people soar.
No, normalize not taking risks and just, like, being happy and comfortable in life.
And being content.
I agree.
Yeah. That's a great lesson for today's episode.
100%.
That's really the lesson of Greatest Showman, if you watch it with a keen eye.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes enough is enough, and you don't have to, like, mortgage your house to take Jenny Lind on tour, and that's just a risky bet when you had it all.
And sometimes, like, if you're thinking about taking another mortgage out on your house for, like, a business venture, I would urge you to just think about it one more time, because it's, like, never a good idea. When people on Shark Tank say, like, oh, I took another mortgage out on, like, my grandma's house, and the sharks are always like, oh, my God. No business idea is worth that. I'm sorry. I know this entrepreneur hustle culture. It's like, do anything you can. Live on the streets. No, actually, I have children.
No, and like, grandma needs a place to live.
Right.
And so, don't do it to grandma. Do it for yourself.
Yeah.
But that was the issue with Greatest Showman. Like, if he was just risking on his own risks, mm-hmm. fine. But he had a wife and kids, yeah. and like, they were displaced.
Yeah, no,
and
100%.
That's not okay. And she needs to go to ballet.
100%. Normalize just like, you know, doing the bare minimum and being happy.
Yeah. Are you ready for our next story?
Only if it's a story that's brought to you by Jenny Kane Home.
Oh, thank God.
You know, Jenny Kane is a queen. You know, this video came up on my TikTok of someone's, like, gorgeous, gorgeous house. And, like, these big sliding doors and all this, like, gorgeous furniture.
You know, I saw the same video. It was, like, outdoor, indoor
yeah,
living.
And I was like, whose house is this? And you know whose house it was? Jenny Kane Home.
And I need Jenny Kane Home.
So if you're looking for that aesthetic, which is basically just like sickening elevated looks, Jenny Kane Home is your ultimate source for all things home. So they have candles, they have throws, they have sofas, and it makes your room just feel so complete. So the Pacific bed, the Miramar sofa, the Brentwood boucle chair, the Harbor sofa, they have all these different pieces that you can add to your home. So the Harbor sofa and sectional comes in linen. It's comfortable, it's inviting, and it's minimalist. They are designed to make you instantly feel at home and to make your just overall like vibe that you're cultivating at home be elevated. Check out their candles and their slippers, which is everything you need at home for a vibe cultivation session. Their California-inspired scents are coveted by all. They're hand-poured in Los Angeles. From shearling to suede, their slippers are the ultimate indoor indulgence. Jenny Kane Home creates California-inspired classics for any room or mood. They're grounded in natural textures and inviting neutrals. They are the pieces you'll love coming home to. You can check out the Jenny Kane Ranch, the latest full-scale interiors project in Santa Ynez that brings the California aesthetic to life. This remarkable space was a full-gut renovation. Oh, that's what we saw on TikTok. Follow Jenny Kane and Jenny Kane Home on Instagram to check it out. And you can get 20% off all their furniture and home decor, plus early product access and much more with a JKH membership. Join at jennykane.com/membership or go to jennykane.com/home to create the space you'll never want to leave. So to learn more about that membership, it's jennykane.com/membership. and to check out all of the pieces to create the space you'll never want to leave. It's jennykayne.com/home, JennyKayne.com/home.
Gorgeous, gorgeous things. I have a blanket from Jenny Kayne Home that has just totally elevated my space.
The slippers, the candles, it's everything. Ooh.
Our next story is some relationship news. Becca Tilly and Hailey Kiyoko have confirmed their relationship and they are now Instagram official. Becca Tilly and her girlfriend Hailey Kiyoko went Instagram official with a sweet video montage on Friday. Becca posted it and said, "Hard to say if this is a hard or soft launch, but it is a launch." The video, I have watched it so many times. It's like a look at their relationship. They've been together for four years now, so there is just so much content, really sweet content. Also, they both have like very fascinating high lives, like Hailey Kiyoko on stage with Taylor Swift. Like, and so it's all these really big moments that they've shared over the last 4 years. There's not a dull moment in the video.
Agreed.
And it is so beautiful to watch. I'm so excited that they've come out with their relationship. And I mean, 4 years is a long time to be with someone. So this is the real deal.
Yeah. And so I don't know if it was necessarily, it wasn't like a secret. I think a lot of, Becca definitely kept it private, but Becca has a podcast and she talks about her partner on the podcast and she avoided pronouns, but a lot of people knew who it was and she wasn't like hiding from it. I just think this is her first, obviously, like gay relationship and it took her like a long time to get to a place where she was comfortable sharing it publicly. And what I think is so cool is like how patient Hailey Kiyoko was. Like, because Hailey Kiyoko's out, she's been out for a while, she's kind of like a queer icon. And so I think a lot of people in that place in their life like wouldn't want to be with someone who isn't there yet, because it's like traumatic to relive it, and a lot of people just don't want to be in relationships with people who are quote unquote like closeted. But I think like the way that like Hailey was so patient, like 4 years is a long time, patient with Becca, they had like this full-blown relationship that most people didn't know about, and now that it's out and it was in promo with one of Hailey's songs, which is like such a good song, I loved everything about this.
Yeah, and so the music video for the song's called For the Girls. Yeah. And then the music video is like this whole like bachelor mansion night one sort of reenactment. Mm-hmm. So it's all very full circle.
Yeah, and Becca's like the last girl to get out of the limo. It was so cute.
So it's great promo for the song, and also just must be nice to have their relationship out there. Oh. And it seems like they've been having a great time over the last 4 years. And it's also nice to like enjoy something like so privately.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed. Also, I mean, they always say that like when people start to date, like they look alike. But for me, am I the only one who thinks like Becca and Hailey are like twins?
I think they like, I don't think they're twins.
They look so alike to me, but I see that with all couples. Like whenever I'm like get to know a couple and like.
No, you and Ben are brother and sister.
Right. No.
Everyone, you guys always say that me and Zach look alike.
Olivia and Shapiro are like literally twins. So, and even like with my friendships, like I always feel like once a couple's like really meant to be together, I start seeing them as like literal twins.
Yeah, I feel
and
that.
And that's how I feel with Becca and Hailey.
Yeah, totally.
That's I'm so happy for Becca. Like This is awesome.
This is awesome. Congrats.
Congrats.
Some more congrats and an oops. Ellen DeGeneres seemingly revealed the sex of Jennifer Lawrence's 3-month-old baby.
Oh my God, of course, Ellen literally making everything about herself.
Ellen appeared to reveal the sex of Jennifer Lawrence's 3-month-old when the actress made her final appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Ellen said, "People don't know this, but I used to live in the house that you live in now when I started the show 20 years ago," she said to Jennifer over the phone on Monday's episode. "Now I live next door to you, and I'm looking at you living in my house with a brand new baby. By the way, I do hear you sometimes talking to him." Mm. The Finding Dory star noted that Lawrence's conversations with her apparent baby boy are really cute.
So in Ellen's defense, like to know the gender of someone's baby and then like talk about the baby without using pronouns is really hard.
And to remember like who shared what information. So we know that you're pregnant. We know that right. You had your baby, but you didn't tell us the gender of the baby. It's a lot to keep apart.
So I don't believe there was malintent from Ellen for the first time in her career history. But like, don't you edit your own show? Like, cut it out.
Yeah. Also, this idea, like, we've seen aerial shots of Ellen's homes. Like, you can hear your neighbors. Like, she's trying Please. To be like the rest of us. Like, yeah, I can hear my upstairs neighbor every time they drop a fucking fork on the floor.
100%. No, the person who lives above my bedroom, like, absolutely has to get a carpet. They must have a child who drops a ping pong ball 45 times a day. And I hear it. And it's just like a weird sound. It's like.
Oh, that's
It's so random. And I'm like, bitch, get a carpet.
It makes you wonder what your downstairs neighbors hear about you, because like I don't really have many carpets in my house.
I have carpets. I have 3 carpets.
And like, I'm always moving and grooving. No, I hear upstairs like when they pull out the dining room chairs. But the thing is like they're doing it at really fucking weird times of the day.
But maybe they work from their
Or maybe, like, it's not dining room chair being pulled out and I'm just, like, hearing something else.
Yes, maybe it's not a ping pong ball that I'm hearing.
No, but either. Sometimes, like, they drop something and you can hear it roll.
Yeah. So I doubt that's happening to Ellen. Agreed.
But, like, I drop stuff all the time and I don't have a lot of rugs. So, like, I just wonder what the people beneath me are hearing.
I know. It can't be that bad, or else maybe they would have said something.
No, but you don't say anything. You just live with it because that's just life.
Also,
in New York City.
Speaking of Ellen.
So we know you can't fucking hear Jennifer talk to her baby when you're acres away.
100%. But speaking of Ellen, like, living in, Jennifer living in Ellen's house, one of my favorite things about, like, celebrity culture is, like, there are really only so many, like, mega mansions in, like, the areas that celebrities live in, that so many celebrities, like, live in each other's houses. Like, Dorit living in J-Lo's old house for, like, temporarily. Chloe and Lamar living in Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey's old house. Like, I love that. And I just saw, Cara Delevingne bought a $15 million Tribeca penthouse from Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Like, I just, that's, like, my favorite thing in celebrity culture, like, house swap.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, because there are only so many people who can afford a $15 million penthouse, and, like, most of them are probably famous.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Anyways, these are new neighbors, and Jennifer Lawrence had a boy.
Oh, that's cute.
In February.
Jennifer Lawrence.
February 2022 was, like, a really popping month to give birth.
Yeah, it's you, it's Kylie, it's J-Law. Who else?
Morgan Stewart.
Oh, do you see Morgan Stewart's birthday outfit?
Of course.
You know,
she's just, like, setting an impossible standard, but we love to see it.
No, not only that, like, it's just, like, it's just not fair. No, like, you know, like, I was born this, and Morgan Stewart was born that, and I don't know. I object. I really do.
I know. But at least, like, I just love watching people live, like, such wonderfully fabulous lives. No. You know? So at least, like, she's sharing with you.
And, like, having, like, to be someone who actually, like, knows Morgan Stewart on a personal level, like, she couldn't be nicer, you know? Yeah. Like, it's just, like, you want to hate her so much. And, like, we need to find a reason, because currently I have none.
No, I just love.
No, I love her.
Yeah, I love the fabulousness.
And I'm so happy for her and, like, not at all jealous.
Yeah, know? No, and she had this huge party. She had two babies in 2 years. Like, she deserves to celebrate.
She deserves a big-ass party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what she was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Now, are you ready for our fifth and final story? No, she's not. Now she is.
It's the final story. It's the final story. Ellen, you did it on purpose. You vengeful wench. And that's a magic number.
Our fifth and final story, Doja Cat has canceled her festival appearances and dropped out of tour due to tonsil surgery. Doja Cat announced Friday that she's going under the knife for routine tonsil surgery affecting several upcoming performances. She said, "Hey guys, I wanted you to hear from me first. Unfortunately, I have to have surgery on my tonsils ASAP. The surgery is routine, but the recovery is going to take a while due to the swelling. That means I have to cancel my festival run this summer as well as the weekend tour. I feel horrible about this, but I can't wait to heal and get back to making music and create an experience for y'all."
So she's been really open about this. You know why she has an abscess on her tonsil from vaping.
Yeah, no, and, like, she was having some issues, and instead of, like, you know, listening to her body and resting, she was drinking, vaping, and at the BBMAs.
Right. And so this is, you know, a huge loss for every person who was planning on going to a concert this summer, because if I've learned anything from being on the concert side of TikTok, it's that literally nobody performs quite like Doja Cat.
Wow.
She is that bitch. Like,
I can
she's
see
dancing.
It.
She's dancing at 100%. She's singing at 100%. She's giving it all at 100%.
She's someone who, like, I didn't really know until I was, like, watching award shows, and I was like, oh, wow, this girl's got it going on.
And she's that girl who it's like, okay, have I ever sat down on Spotify and pressed play Doja Cat? No.
Do I know every song?
No, every song. It's because her songs are so ingrained in pop culture, especially on TikTok.
Yeah.
Woman. Like, she is literally the soundtrack of the
she
last
is.
Year.
No, literally. I've never played Doja Cat on Spotify. I know all the hits.
It's crazy.
And I don't even, like, listen to the radio.
No, it's really from TikTok.
Yeah, and Reels.
Can you kiss me, Mom?
And also Instagram stories. Like, and also the one, like, Get Into It, Yeah.
Get Into It, Yeah.
That one, yeah.
Why didn't you say it like I did?
Because I don't think that was right, but I wasn't going to call you out.
I just want to get into it. Yeah.
Yep, thank you. That's better. That's not what you said the first time.
No, like, she says it differently, like, in different parts of the song. You obviously just
The clip that people use for their Instagram stories.
Oh, it's short, and that's all you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Wishing Doja the best.
Wishing Doja the best. A speedy recovery. Refuah Shlema to Doja.
Refuah Shlema. And we have three girlies who wrote in today who might also need some well wishes. So if you could join me in welcoming the Unburden segment, that would be great.
Welcome to the Unburden Yourself segment, where you guys tell us the cringe things you did this weekend and we help you release those burdens into the ether. I've read criticisms that were too judgy on unburdening yourselves, but that's part of the unburdening process.
You have to acknowledge how bad it is.
We need to process it. We can't just let it go.
No, and what we should be ignorant and make you think what you did was nothing. No. We have to acknowledge how cringy what you did is in order for us to truly be able to let it go. Ugh. And if you keep reading podcast reviews, I'm quitting.
I think it was a YouTube comment. And we need to process. It's part of the process. You obviously don't know. You don't host the segment. You don't know. You don't know how to unburden.
Speaking of YouTube comments, subscribe. All right, Unburden Yourselves is brought to you by Favor, which is previously The Pill Club, a digital health company that sees you whole, from birth control and sexual wellness to skincare and menstrual care, and it's all backed by medical expertise. So that includes discreet delivery for self-care goodies, and the number of brands that they offer is quite wide. So it's no secret that women face a lot of choices about their reproductive health, but luckily getting birth control and sexual wellness products is one less thing you have to worry about. With Favor, you'll never have to make the trip to the doctor or wait in line at the pharmacy ever again. Favor provides personalized access to care from the comfort of your own home and delivery to your door in discreet packaging. The Pill Club, now Favor, offers professionally prescribed birth control subscriptions and sexual wellness products delivered straight to your door. They carry over 120 FDA-approved brands at Favor, and they ship to all 50 states. Most brands of birth control are free with insurance or Medicaid. Otherwise, prices start as low as $7 a month. They deliver birth control to your door for free in discreet packaging, along with fun self-care gifts and goodies. Right now, when you go to heyfavor.com/toast, Favor is offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org for every Morning Toast listener who becomes a patient. Your donation will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org. That's heyfavor.com/toast to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. Remember, that's heyfavor.com/toast. You have to use that link if you want to make the donation. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Claudia and Jackie, first of all, love you guys, love the toast. It's an integral part of my day. So on Thursday night, I went out with my friends for a little pre-graduation festivities, and while I was getting ready, I discovered a mole on my back that I've never felt before. Being the hypochondriac that I am, I made a reminder in my phone to remind me Friday at 9 a.m. to call my dermatologist and make an appointment.
Good for you.
I labeled the reminder, "Tell Dr. Potter about my mole." Fast forward to Friday morning. There's a boy in my bed that I've been casually hooking up with this semester. Let's call him Jimmy. Jimmy and I are scrolling through TikToks on my phone when the lovely reminder saying, "Tell Dr. Potter about my mole," pops open on my screen. I immediately lock my screen and the room is completely silent. We didn't talk about what he just read on my phone, but it was certainly the elephant in the room. I know it's not a big deal, and if anything, we love a health conscious girly.
We do.
But now when I think of Jimmy, I can't help but think that he perceives me as the girl, as a girl with a big fat mole on her back. Anyway, I probably won't see him again since we're all moving away after we graduate, but I thought I should share this unfortunate story and unburden myself. Love you guys. Sincerely, an embarazado toaster.
I understand the embarazado, man, but when you zoom out of the situation, you're just being conscious about your health. That's so proactive in you.
And girls who are conscious of their health and proactive of their health, you know what they make? Great wives.
Right. So I think the pride in this situation should outweigh any shame. Sure, inopportune time for Jimmy, who you just met, to see this on your phone. But you know what? You're doing something right in general.
But you know what's funny? What makes this funny is if she had a notification that was reminder to tell Dr. Potter about rash, it would have been rash isn't great, but there's something about a mole that is inherently embarrassing.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's because it looks like duty. I don't know what it is about the mole that people I have had moles. I've actually had three moles removed. They were the bane of my existence. I used to Photoshop them out in photos. There is something deeply shameful about moles. And I think that's what makes this situation probably the worst medical thing she could have had written down.
Even though a rash it could be contagious. Like, that would be worse.
No, and it could be you have a rash because you're dirty. Like, rashes should be more embarrassing. No. And I think it's also the word mole that makes it, like, even more gross. Like, if you had said beauty mark,
yeah,
it would have been different. Freckle, beauty spot. Like, I don't know. But there's something about the word and the look of a mole that I don't know why. It must be some, like, deep psychological thing. But there's something horrifying about it.
Yes. But we need to destigmatize.
100%.
You know? And I think this is a really great start. And you are taking care of your body, of your health, and I think you should only feel pride. But I understand.
And we should all be checking our moles all the time.
This is a great message for everyone.
Sorry, checking our beauty marks.
Freckles.
Freckles. Yeah, like, and you know what? Of all the people that could have happened in front of, at least it was happening to, like, some guy you were fucking in college who, like, you're obviously not in love with.
And right,
you
probably, and it was graduation weekend.
Right,
and
like.
Shout out to Dr. Potter.
Yeah, you know what? Dr. Potter sounds like a nice guy. Is he single?
Wow, you just assumed he was a single.
I did.
Internalized misogyny.
Literally. And you know what? My favorite, literally, my absolute favorite party trick is this riddle.
Please. I know it.
Okay, I'm going to say the riddle. Do you know this riddle? Okay. Nope. I'm going to tell you the riddle, and you tell me if you have an answer, okay? A man and his son are driving in the car, and they get into a terrible accident. Terrible accident. The father dies immediately, and the boy is taken in an ambulance to the hospital. Putting him on the table for surgery, the doctor comes in. He looks over at this patient, this boy, and he says, "This boy is my son." How is that possible? Okay, so she did.
And by the way, you said he looks over. The doctor comes in and he looks over.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to be pronounless. Okay.
Also, I think I spoiled.
And of course you spoiled it.
Yeah, because we were talking about.
Yeah. I know. I didn't want to interrupt you because you were like.
No, as I was saying the riddle, I was thinking, I'm like, well, she's going to know because I literally just said. But I just want to say in my, like, intro to media class, somebody, the teacher said that on the first day, and, like, all these, like, you know, it was all, like, women in my class, and they're, like, you know, hardcore, like, real feminists. Not one
Everyone's
person.
Everyone's like, the dad came back to life.
No.
It's a ghost.
No, no. People are like, oh, he has two dads. And it's like, no, keep guessing. The spirit of the dad came back. People always say that. Or people are like,
oh, the dad didn't die. Yeah, he's right. A doctor.
It's the cadaver of the dad. Like, so, okay, I guess I ruined the poem.
You
but
did.
That is my favorite poem.
You tried to do something.
Yeah,
and
but
that's important, too.
And you know what? This girl, you have literally nary not one thing to worry about.
No. But please let us know if Dr. Potter is a man or a woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi, Jackson Claude. This incident has been haunting me, and I finally decided maybe unburden yourselves is my way out. Mm-hmm. I have a girlfriend that is a consistent one-upper. Any story I tell her, a place I travel, she's been there, she's done something better. A few weeks ago, she was in Vegas and texted me that she discovered this amazing and adorable restaurant that would be so cute for her wedding brunch. It was Sidel's. So I replied, oh yeah, it's cute. I've been to their New York location a couple times, and I totally dismissed her. I've actually never been to Sidel's when I've been in New York or Vegas, but I know that there is one there, and I just felt like making her feel like her discovery was a big nothing burger.
Totally.
I'm not usually so petty or a liar, but I hope this helps me relieve some of my guilt.
I love this for you.
Me too.
Normalize
lying to make other people feel bad.
To make other people feel small, especially if their intention was to make you feel small.
No, you shouldn't go around like making other people feel small, but if this is a person who's constantly making others feel small, normalize pulling something out of your ass.
And also, like, sometimes you make other people feel small, like, accidentally, and, like, I'm sorry, that's not on me, like, that's on you.
Yeah.
But if you're intentionally trying to make people feel small, it is your civic duty to try and make that person feel small. Also,
a citizen's arrest.
Also, discovering Sidel's, like, girl.
No, and if you're a one-upper, you have to be, like, really extremely cosmopolitan, well-traveled.
Right.
And a true one-upper would know that, like, the Vegas Sidel's is, like, the big blown-out kind of commercial version. And, like, the really niche, small, like, West Village one is the one you want to go
to. It's the original. And, no, but Sidel's is also opening. There's one in Miami.
Dallas.
There's one in Dallas now. So they are popping up. And maybe if you were, like, you know, in Dallas and you just heard of this new restaurant opening, you'd be like, oh, I discovered it. But then you have to come in and let this girl know, like, you've been in New York. And I really love it. For you.
Me too. And you know what? I think this girl's, like, one upper facade is about to deteriorate, because a true one upper would know that, like, if a restaurant is in Vegas, it's certainly not the first location. It's a restaurant franchise that got so big that they were able to open in Vegas.
Right.
So she's not even really cultured.
Wait, where did Vegas come into the situation here?
The girl was in Vegas and found Sidel's, discovered it in Vegas, and was like, I found this great restaurant
got
for my wedding brunch or whatever.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. No, it's okay. As long as like the person is nefarious, it's okay if you, you know, if you're nefarious back.
Sometimes, and this is like season one, Luann de Lesseps, sometimes the only way to deal with a one-upper is to one-up them.
Yeah. No, it's...
Even to the point of like comical, like that's what they did to Luann. Luann used to always season like one and two be like, oh, I was in the south of France. Oh, I went to the south of France once in 1987. Like, and sometimes the best way to deal with that is like, they don't even realize they're doing it. So you have to be so obvious. Like, well, I went to 1985. Like, right. You have to really like comically, almost satire. That's the only way people can see themselves.
Yeah. And sometimes they still can, but it's fun trying.
It's fun to play.
Yeah.
All right. Third and final. Hello, Jackie and Claudia. So happy to have you both together again. And Jackie, congrats on the bebe.
Thank you so much.
The most humiliating thing known to mankind happened to me. And if I don't unburden myself, I might just pass away. I'm trying to get a tan and look somewhat snatched for summer. So I head over to my tanning salon. I jump in bed and I'm laying there for about 5 minutes before my body decides that it's now or never. And I'm about to poop. I jump out of the bed, begin trying to put my clothes on to run to the bathroom, but ultimately it's too late. I squat over the small trash can in the corner of the room and quite literally take the largest dump I've ever seen. Now I'm in a full panic because I've just shit in the trash can and there's no way to dispose of it. So I take the mini trash can, throw it in my purse, and leave. Sorry, wait, I lost my... And leave as fast as I can. Now I think I'm in the clear until later that day my phone starts to ring and it's the tanning salon. Hello, miss. It seems one of our trash cans is missing, and we looked at the cameras, and it happened right after you were here. In this moment, I metaphorically shit myself again, so to say the least, they know it was me, and I can never show my face in this establishment ever again. You know what I think is more shameful than taking a dump in a garbage can? It's going to a tanning bed, girl. Like, it's 2022. Those UV rays are cancerous. What is wrong with you? Seriously.
Get your moles checked.
Right. Here we are, in one breath, talking about the importance of getting your moles checked, and there's a girl willingly going into a tanning bed.
Yeah.
Girl, get a spray tan.
Okay, I'm really shocked by, like, barring other circumstances like the no-no virus, maybe a laxative hit you at the wrong time, mm-hmm. Like, is this something that happens where you just, like, have to shit and you can't even make it to the toilet?
You know, it could be a combination of, like, Chipotle for lunch. Like, you don't know what she ate. It's not super common, but, like, everyone has moments like that, like, where it just randomly hits you out of nowhere.
Okay. I mean, so you shat, at least it was in the trash, not on the floor.
Yep.
Why didn't you just take the trash bag? Also, they called you because a trash can was missing? Like, that's a little petty.
No, that's like a low budget tanning salon, and that's where you're going to go get into a chemical bed of and cancerous they're like, rays.
By the way, they have cameras in the rooms when you're naked.
Yeah, I thought that was weird too.
Something's not adding up.
Mm-hmm. But I think the real shame here is that you go to tanning salons, and I think that you shouldn't do that anymore. It's like literally the dumbest thing you could do.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
When there's so many better alternatives.
Get a spray tan. I know it's like a little less natural looking, but your skin will thank you.
Yeah, and so I'm glad you wrote in. I know that probably wasn't the advice that you were looking for, but it's the one you got, and it's more important.
Yeah, and I'm just confused about the whole situation.
Me too. Also, if you guys did something embarrassing over the weekend and you want to write in, it's unburdenyourselves@gmail.com. unburdenyourselves@gmail.com. That will never get easier to say. Like,
I know.
I'm glad like we have this segment, but the name like sucks.
It's a burden.
Well, that was our show.
You want to change the name? Oh, you said the name sucks.
Yeah, no, I don't want to change the name because I like that it was like naturally stemmed from something that happened here on the show. Like, you literally took a burden from me, and like, it's all very natural how it happened.
Or we could call it like the unburdening.
But then we have to change the email.
Oh, and then you would have to like say the unburdening.
The new one. Just leave it. Leave it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll leave it. Okay. Unless you can't take it anymore. Or, you know, I could do the segment.
I would absolutely love that.
I'll do the segment because you're always like coming in from an ad. You're reading a lot. But it's nice when you have to read too because then I can make fun of you when you like stumble and fall. When you stumble
when
and
you
fall.
Stumble.
Even though I don't.
Even though.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Really.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Show, the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know.
Every Monday through Friday
on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available. Seriously, subscribe. We're also available as podcasts anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a five-star review, okay? About how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are, and how I don't act differently when I speak to 21-year-olds, okay? Leave a review. Have an amazing Monday. We'll see you tomorrow for our very special episode with our very special guest.
Yes, we will. Goodbye.
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 It's Bryce and Stress.